Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Feels good. We love our city.
Gold 92.5. Happy Friday, everyone. Happy Friday. Or TGIF.
I prefer that than Friday.
Any other Friday cliches that's, on the podcast?
That's too millennial, Friday. Oh, I did say yesterday, effin', which my mum used to say.
What's
Friday
that?
Night, fellas night, because the footy was on. It was always takeaway. And let the blokes watch the footy.
Yeah, that's a lot better than Friday. We know that. But it's going to be a big Friday because we've got Stewie Jude, the coach of the Gold Coast Suns, going to be joining us a little later on, get their insight into how they're going to go over the weekend. And also a massive sporting event here on the Gold Coast, the Senior Olympics. We want to cover off that because we thought the Commonwealth Games was big here. No, this was even bigger.
I'm going to have to try and cover the Pauline Hanson One Nation NRA.
Oh, yes.
On the source, drunken, hidden camera debacle somehow within a few minutes. But I definitely will. Also, Ed Cavalier joining us and President Trump.
And Herb with his fish and
tip.
I
reckon he'll be on fire today.
Well, he was on the source. He might have been with Pauline Hanson last night, actually, thinking about it.
It's a big Friday show. Enjoy. This is the podcast.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
There's a new internet sensation at the time. It's a bloke and he's been filmed, or should I say people have watched him, 19.7 million times.
Wow.
Now, it's amazing. Now, first of all, let's set the scene. So it's a video. It's somewhere in Italy. It's on the beach.
Beautiful.
And this girl is on the beach, incredible body. She's posing up a storm for the cameras.
Yep.
I just find that so weird. You see it everywhere now and girls don't care. They just don't care that everyone's watching.
Nah.
Like in my day, it'd be like, oh, you poser.
Yeah.
But no, now I've seen it at Vikings at Currumbin at the surf club there and you look down and there's chicks on the rocks, like sprawled out on the rocks, crawling all over them for photos. Look at you two. Don't go there tomorrow.
Where's the problem?
Stop it.
Oh, you got to do what you got to do for the gram.
Well, you think that she would be the one that gets all the hits. No. The best part of this video is this tanned elderly gentleman gets out of the beach from behind. He's got this big, impressive, rounded stomach. You know the big Buddha bellies?
Oh, yeah.
And it's so stretched.
Just solid.
Shiny.
Yeah, it's leathery.
It's leathery but shiny from the stretch.
It's like a big bowling ball.
Yes, it's awesome. And his stomach is eating his tiny banana hammocks.
Beautiful.
You can hardly see them. Yeah. It's just so good. Anyway, he's got this devil-may-care nonchalant attitude. And someone has quoted, he emerges from the waves with the dignity of Poseidon. And the funny part of it is, he doesn't care about the chick or notice her. He's looking off at the distance and he is so happy.
And he's just strutting
and
without even knowing.
And he's strutting. Now, this has been viewed so many times because the chick posing up a storm doesn't know he's in the background.
Oh, funny.
He doesn't know she's in the foreground. And there's a loyal fan base now. They're calling him magnificent. Other people have said, this girl needs to get out of the way so I can check him out. Because it's true. I'm sick of seeing the same kind of woman. They all look the same. On Instagram, I'm sure you're sick of it
this
too.
This is ripe for you two reenacting this photo.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute.
What'd she have on?
Don't.
No.
I'm not wearing a bikini. Well, okay, this is, let's do it because I'll happily reenact it because this happens all the time down at Narrowneck here. I mean, I'll happily do it. There's heaps of rotund men down there in your banana hammocks rubbing their Buddha bellies, but mainly with no clothes on. So that's a photo bummed. You can get photo bummed down there pretty easily.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Fishing fails, get into scales.
Oh, now he's locked out of work, unfortunately, but he
is
has...
Is it a public holiday today? Am I tricked or something? I've turned up to work, no one here. Do I just go home?
Hang on, but where are you now? Because I just called you and you answered the phone saying someone's takeaway. How can I help you?
Yeah, I've had to come across the road. I'm at the Brendan Drive snack bar, hottest hot box on the coast, but I like to call it the grease gun.
The grease gun.
So you're at a tuck shop, like just using their phone?
Yeah, I'm out the back behind the hot box on their phone doing the fishing report because I got locked out of work.
Oh, are you chomping on something from that? from the lovely hot box?
Yeah, they said I can use the phone. They'll give me a crumb banger. Oh, breakfast with champions.
A crumb
banger. Tell you what. Oh, what a day. Oh. I'm locked out of work. I don't have to go to work. I'm stuck behind a hot box. And I've had a couple of darkies last night too, so I tell you what, the hot box is looking mighty fine right now. Oh, all the grease you can inhale, I tell you.
Hey, Herb, what about out on the water this weekend?
I don't know, but I'll get out there this weekend. The hot box is looking pretty good. Look, it's going to be a little blowy tomorrow. We've got 15 to 20 knot northeasterlies. Turning south-southeast on Sunday, around the same 15 to 20. And you might be able to get offshore early. Today's your best day if you do want to head offshore and chase a few mackerel around the 24s down off Palmy. Maybe some wahoo. They've been on fire too out in the 24s and 36 fathom line and down off the Tweed 9 mile. But this weekend, it's all about the estuary. There's a few prawns starting to run up around the bay. If you've got yourself a net, get up there. Plenty of mud crabs on the go. The water, we've had all the rain we need. The rivers are just running that bit of brown. So find that colour change in the river. Chase a few whiting, plenty of trevally, a few mangrove jack as well, and just get up the river and enjoy the weekend.
If you had to go between two, a good piece of flathead or a crumb banger, which one would you go to?
No, I just had a crumb banger. It was so good. The thing is with a crumb banger, the more salt you put on it, the better it's going to be, isn't it? And then you fill up the bottom of the bag, and then you tip the bag on top of your crumb banger when you're halfway through. It's like hundreds and thousands. Hundreds and thousands.
I know that, Herb, you're pretty upset at Spider. You wouldn't mind hitting him over the back of the head with that crumb banger. You're not happy because, well, you had plans and Spider's, well, he stood you up.
Yeah, he's so under the thumb, isn't he? 3 or 4 weeks ago, he's saying, the missus is going away for 3 weeks and I'll come up the shed and we'll get right on it and we'll do what men do in sheds.
And, I know what that means.
And then soon as the missus goes away, I'm not allowed to come up and see you, Herb. I can't come up this weekend. You're like, mate, come on, Spider.
That was one of the rules. You're not going to Herbert's and you're not going to lunch with Cookie. That was it.
Oh, don't go to lunch with a biscuit.
What?
No.
Let's change the rules up, Spire. If you're not allowed to come to mine, I'll come to yours. I'm going to come around the Sami Spire. I'm going to bring a slab on my shoulder. It's going to be so exciting. We'll watch the ocean together. We'll fill up the veranda with empties. It's going to be the best weekend ever.
It's going to be like
Indy. So I won't be back till Sunday. So I'm over at Spider's. You can get me on 0499. I don't care. Stay safe on the water. Get down to Scales and get your fresh prawn, especially for Easter. Over.
That crumb banger. That's
the crumb
so
banger. We'll get an update.
He is real.
He's real, yeah.
We'll get an update on how you're going, Spider, with your missus away.
That's another rule we didn't know about. Not allowed to collude with Herbert.
We'll do that next.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Spider has been set a new challenge. It's a new thing for him in his life, looking after his own son.
You've got to understand the background. My wife she's a freak because...
She's an awesome mum.
No, yeah, but she won't allow me to look after Boston at all. She has no faith in me at all. So over the years, every time she's gone away, she's taken Boston with her. So she's always travelled with Boss, never leaving him home alone. But because he's missed so much school, year seven, he's got to stay at home.
Okay. Is this perhaps because you have priors of tying a balloon on a toddler child? That is yours at the TAB at the pub so you could find her?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe Sheree has a point.
And I used to take the kids to the zoo. Well, it was the racetrack and they saw horses. They were pretty excited.
The zoo.
So, yeah, but... I tell you something.
Here we go.
No. Seriously. How many text messages would you send your partner a day?
I send one when I get off air and that's it really.
Yeah.
Maybe
a couple.
Chat. Yeah, couple. I'm not a big text doer.
25, bit too many?
Yeah.
And 8 missed calls?
Okay.
So this is over, she's over, like, what do you call it? Over-parenting me.
Well, you do need guidelines, but the good thing is, when you came in this morning, and I have so many questions for you. By the way, Boston was with you. I checked for a heartbeat. That was the first thing I did. I went, okay, this child is alive.
He's still here. Like, I've got to try and get him to school. Yeah.
Why is your child here? I mean, I love Boss. It was so good to see him. But why is your child here?
Where else can he go?
School.
No, well, nothing's open at the moment.
Well,
so,
hang on. Why can't another parent take Boston to school?
Well, I forgot to organise that. I didn't really think until this morning, so...
Oh, all right. Now, wow. I think we need the gold star sheet for this. I reckon you're going to want some gold stars. All right. What's for lunch?
No, he's got his lunch. He's got everything. He's got his yogurt. He's got his fruit. He's got a packet of biscuits. He's got a little packet of chips and a hot dog.
Peter,
It took me 45 minutes online. Yeah, how hard it is to try and... Because I couldn't use the old account because then Sheree would know I've ordered a hot dog. So I had to set up a whole new account.
This is the first day of lunch. You're supposed to be... Isn't it healthy? Isn't this one of the guidelines?
Hot dog's all right.
She laid down a lot of rules and this was one of them.
You're going to have fruit and vegetables every day, lots of water.
Yeah, we went and brought green beans last night on the way home.
You bought them. Doesn't mean he's ingested them. Oh my God, you can't have a hot dog. What do you... So has lunch order changed from our day, has it?
Yeah, you've got to order online. Right. And look, next week I'll be better prepared.
Excuse me, you've had weeks. You have known this is happening.
Yeah, I know. But even, like, good morning to Madison's, I just had to order him breakfast.
Hang on a minute, hang on. Yeah, but that's
the
right.
The cafe, Madison's.
I saw on the list, though, there was fruit salad.
Yeah. No, he chose a bacon and egg roll.
Oh, man.
I love the way you're laughing.
That's a nervous laugh. I know your laugh.
Okay, Monday will be all right. Today, it's Friday. Everyone loves Friday. It's a nice little day, Friday.
This poor child is going to have the highs and lows of spiking with the sugar rushes and high GI.
We will get through it.
You ordered him a coffee as well.
No,
when he's
I didn't.
12.
No. He had a hot chocolate.
Oh.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Ed Cavalli, good morning.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Good
how
morning.
Are we?
Good
how is
morning.
Everyone? Now, first question without notice
yep.
To the room. Now, the children in our lives, what types of places do they like to go? Now, you guys are on the coast, so you guys are quite literally living in the place that all children and families want to go on holiday. So
yep.
You live in Australia's playground. Mm. What are the types of places that your kids love to go?
Oh, my young fella now, he loves those escape rooms where you got to break out of those.
Yes.
We call that One Nation, an escape room people are trying to get out of.
Yeah,
okay.
He's a big
escape
fan.
Rooms. Have
yes.
you been in one of those? Have you guys tried them on together?
Yeah, I wasn't a fan.
Yeah, but you've got to buy into them.
You've got to buy in. That's
as true. A work thing, it's more of a joke where I take my young fella and his mates and they get right into it
kids.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, that's great.
Right.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's exciting.
Right.
My son, I'm worried he's going to end up as boring as his father because he only likes really dull places.
What do you mean?
No. We went to there's this pirate ship near us, like in the park bridge. Like they built this pirate ship for kids. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to take him down there.
Yeah.
I took him down there, right? And I was like taking him to all the different things. Couldn't care less, right? After that, we went into Coles. He went berserk. He couldn't have been happier. He couldn't have been happier. He was, and he's pointing. I'm like, what is wrong with this kid? His favourite aisle was the cereal aisle, Spide, because of the animals on the...
Fruit Loops.
Yeah, but he's making me look bad. He's making me look bad because I'm standing there and I'm me, right? And I've got my child and my wife is like a fitness guru, as you know, Bridge,
yes,
right?
Yes,
and I'm standing in the cereal aisle because he's in the little trolley facing me, right? And I'm wearing the thing and there are people everywhere and they all sort of look at us and they look at my wife to see what she puts in her trolley.
Yes,
because
they would.
TFXO.com, they're always looking, all right, what's she eating, where's she eating? I kid you not. We're in the cereal because my wife wanted all brand. We know how to party. And we get to that. And we stop. And our son's going crazy at the Fruit Loops and the Cocoa Pops.
Just like a chocolate milkshake going, yeah. Crunchy.
I'm like, mate, you're ruining the brand here. You are ruining the brand. So then we go, and he's got this thing where he's worked out that there's these little Maxbox cars on the ends of one of the aisles,
yeah.
And he's mad for cars, right? So he says, brum, 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 brum.
Oh,
so we get to the end of the aisle, and every time he goes to the supermarket, he gets his own little car that he can take home, right? They're only a few bucks, like, they're fine. So we get so we get there, he grabs the one he wants, and we've tried to teach him to say give it to the person who's the checkout person, right?
Yeah.
And then move on and say, pay, and then go, right?
Okay.
So now he's already managed to look bad because he's trying to get Fruit Loops and we're trying to be healthy. We get to the front counter and he's holding his little Matchbox car and I go, okay, Arnold, do it. He doesn't say pay. He holds it, shows it and says, broom, broom, and then shoplifts it and walks straight through. So Tiff and I now look like the type of parents who are stuffing our kids full of sugar and then teaching him to shoplift.
That's learned behaviour, Ed.
That is learned behaviour. He's gonna be jacked up on sugar in juvie before we know it. This kid is unbelievable.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Joining us in the studio, we love this time of the week. We know there's games started, but we do wait until the Gold Coast Suns playing. They're playing Sunday afternoon against Frio. Two good songs. Great songs. Stewie Jew, the coach of the Gold Coast Suns. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Stewie, we do want to ask you, last week, a great effort. Went down, unfortunately, by 1 point. You drew, but you must have been impressed. Four quarters of footy is what everyone wants.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're proud of their effort. And we want to be careful not to be proud of a loss. But, we lost two guys. Well, they were hampered from the first quarter. So the way we outrun the game in the end, we were able to pepper them inside 50 but not get the result, which was disappointing. But like you said, I thought we played four competitive quarters.
Is it harder to lose by one than it is to lose by a big margin?
No, you want to be in the game. At the time, it's a little bit more stressful, but yeah. You look at it and think, well, lots to learn, and even the players analyse all little parts. So when you lose big, sometimes some of that can get lost. So I think when the close ones, you can look at it a little bit more critically and look at what you could have done for the team.
Now, Stewie, driving into Metricon Stadium this weekend, we asked a few of the boys. We were lucky enough to catch up with them during the week. What song will they be listening to? Have a listen to a few of the boys, because we don't know. Because even during training, you sometimes have music pumping through over the whole ground.
Yeah, just for a bit of atmosphere. I think most people like to exercise to music, so we get a bit of that going. But some questionable playlists.
Have a listen to some of them. Yeah,
interesting choices.
I remember always listening to a bit of Eye of the Tiger before grand finals when I was a junior. So
well done.
At the moment, it's A Million Dreams from The Greatest Showman.
Oh, Pink?
Hugh Jackman.
That's
Hugh Jackman sings it.
Probably Oasis, bit of Wonderwall.
Oh, yeah, old school.
Just a classic, old school.
Don't mind a bit of Cold Chisel.
Yes.
Real classics. Oh, probably Red Hot Chili Peppers, I reckon.
Yeah,
they're my favourite, so.
Probably Runaway Train and maybe I know, something a bit more new. Don't know, whatever's gone.
So what? It's funny, like, the songs they choose, it actually really matches their personality.
Does it?
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
But
really?
When I heard, I'm like, yeah, that's him.
Yeah. What are you going to be listening to as you drive in this weekend?
Oh, well, I'll probably whatever's on Gold.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, go Stewie, I love it.
That's fact. But when I played, I was a bit of a mix, like Pearl Jam, but I was a bit on a bit of Neil Young at the moment, because I'm getting older. So you know,
a bit of Harvest Moon.
Yeah, a bit of that.
old man.
Yes. I am getting old. So.
It's definitely a fire up song.
I tell you what, though, I do want to ask you, Stu. So this is the situation. Spider has has never minded his child Boston in 12.
You make me sound like a.
That can't be true.
It is true. He has never.
My wife has never left me in charge of my son.
Right.
That's amazing.
I know. It is amazing.
For survival reasons or.
Yes. I think so. I'm actually embarrassed now you're telling everyone. It sounds really bad.
But when you hear the facts back into your ear holes, it kind of does sound. So now you have a beautiful little girl.
Yes.
Yes.
And a son.
And a son. You're on duty this weekend.
I am, yep. Sarah's off to Byron with some friends, so I'm on duty.
Right, okay, all weekend?
Yeah.
And managing to coach
the
team.
Well, Sarah, she'll come back Sunday morning, obviously, because I've got to go work, but she's off. So I'm on.
He can manage a whole football team and two children. Have you got any advice for Spider?
Do they have bacon and eggs for breakfast?
No. No. I think Friday's an easy one because for school it's she calls it Fantastic Friday because she gets lunch order. And then a little treat on the way home. So Friday is a little bit more manageable, but weekends are easy. You know, like feed them, make sure they've got fluid, good sleep, keep them away from the TV because that makes them go a bit berserk.
Yes.
So try, and if the weather's nice, you know, it's always good, get outside. That's what I find, wear them out, run them around.
Okay.
It's not hard, Peter. It's quite simple, really. Is it?
It's called parenting,
yeah,
really.
Exactly.
But I try not, you know, once Sarah leaves the house, I try not to contact and because obviously she does the majority of the work while lost.
Oh,
at work.
So you don't contact?
No. Nah.
Oh.
Well, because the last thing she wants is questions about what needs to happen. I'm just make decisions.
That's right. A good thing to do with the kids, of course. Take them to see the Suns. It's playing Frio Metricon this Sunday. We've got a family pass up for grabs right now if you want it. 13, 27, 10. And when you book your tickets through Ticketek, kids go free as well. Thanks for popping in, as always, Stewie Jew.
No worries.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
How's this for a story, right? Academics have suggested the word cyclist has become too associated with negativity and needs to be banned. No, listen to this. The study has found that more than half of drivers think cyclists are not completely human. And academics, they're developing a specific insect-to-human scale because respondents often describe cyclists as cockroaches.
Oh, careful they are.
Now, this is... Oh, we have to be careful. No, but I was thinking about it and I was like, no... That's right. No, I do remember this. I remember seeing one of Sir David Attenborough's Blue Planet.
Yes.
And he's all about animals, which is amazing. And there was I remember seeing a whole episode about cyclists or cockroaches or insects or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
I'm sure he was camped out. He was camped out in the bushes for months just filming the cyclists. So
he was up through the hinterland. I know that for a fact.
Yes.
Currumbin Creek Road.
Across the road from the cafes.
Yep.
Exactly right. He was just stalking them.
Piccolo.
Filming their behaviour. Mm. So we've got him on the phone. Isn't this great?
Unbelievable.
I know. Good morning, Sir David Attenborough.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Yes.
I was just going to ask, what do you know about the species cyclists?
Well, like the noisy miner, the cane toad, and the fox, the cyclist is an invasive creature. They normally fall into three different subspecies.
Okay.
The Fluorolycris floppiasis, the Hogyolanus ignoramus, and the Chookylegus barrelgutti.
Okay, so there's the three.
Okay, all right. Well, how do you spot one, David?
Well, normally the cyclists congregate in packs of 10 or more, either three abreast formation on a major thoroughfare or at any coffee shop that serves almond lattes and bowls of acai.
What about, and look, there's a lot here on the Gold Coast, but what are the comparisons between a cyclist to a cockroach? Are they very similar?
Well, this is perhaps unfair. While both have been labelled as annoying pests that will take over any habitat if left unchecked, a cockroach can survive the worst of a nuclear winter.
Yeah.
It just takes the wind draft of a passing semi-trailer to bring a cyclist to
court. Oh, Sir David Attenborough, we'll leave it there. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Thank you very much for your insight.
Sir David.
Wow.
Now, I'm off to record a delicate sound of penguins farting in the Antarctic.
We can't have a one-sided cyclist debate.
No.
Cyclists, if you would like to call up and explain yourselves, prove that you are human.
Yes.
That's right.
They are human. I'm sure they are.
This is a safe space, okay? Right here, we've got a beautiful couch for you to lie on.
Yeah.
Tell us what we need to know.
There's a cafe. Park yourself out the front of.
Put a bit of air in those tyres and pump yourself up.
All right. No, in all seriousness, 13, 27, 10.
Yes.
If you're a cyclist and you want to defend yourself, prove that you are human and not, in fact, a cockroach. We would love to get you on next.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Look, apparently the word cyclist has become too associated with negativity. These are academics are saying this. Mm. And we need to ban the word cyclist and come up with a new word because apparently cyclists are seen as not completely human and there's a specific insect-to-human scale because cyclists are often described as cockroaches.
Well, it's I know it's hard for cyclists, but I tell you what, I don't cycle a lot, but when I do, you know for a fact people are looking at you differently.
Well, especially I think it's because you're 6'8" and you only kind of suit a penny farthing to look like you're in balance.
Yeah. I don't wear the lycra. I always wear shorts and a t-shirt. But, you know, people just do. They just seem to look at you funny. You feel like a cockroach.
You don't wear the lycra, so that's all right.
No, I never wear lycra.
We put the call out, 13 27 10. If you're a cyclist and you want to, you know, prove that you are human or you want to defend yourselves. And we've got a few people that have called through. Steve from Narang, are you a cyclist, mate?
No, I'm a truck driver. I'm the opposite.
Oh, no. Are they cockroaches? Are they human?
They're human, but they are a cockroach. What really peeves us truck drivers off is when you're going along Millaroo Drive, they'll be single file. When they get to the set of lights, they'll go 6 or 7 abreast.
Yes.
Then they'll take off. 6 or 7 abreast, and decide to go single file 50 metres down the road.
Okay.
So why can't they take single file at the lights?
Okay, so are you happy with the cockroaches thing then? You happy with being called cockroaches?
Yeah, I agree with David Attenborough. He's a legend.
Okay, Steve.
We better get it. Hang on, we've got an actual cyclist. Al, hello, Al, how are you going?
Yeah, good morning. So I do ride my bike to work. I come into the same workplace as you guys.
The cockroach.
There we go.
No, very unfair. Look, you know, we're always going to come off second best against the car or, like Steve was saying, the truck. You've got to respect the road. And there are some cyclists that do give other cyclists a bad name. I see a bloke go through red lights yesterday.
Do you dob them in, Al?
Hang on.
Well, you dob people in cars when they're on their phone in. Why don't you dob in other cyclists then?
Well, I was actually in my car. Actually, someone else's car because I don't own a car.
That's a whole other story.
Yeah, we won't go down that path.
But no, I think we're cyclists. Just call us what we are. We're cyclists. If you're a swimmer, you're a swimmer. If you're a footballer, you're a footballer. So, you know, I don't take offence to that term. I think we've just got to respect the road rules like everyone else does. And we are reducing our carbon footprint on the planet.
There we go.
But we've got to grow more trees to get more coffee beans.
Yeah. That is funny. Thank you, cyclist cockroach Al.
Yeah.
Can I put a special mention into someone I saw yesterday going over Burley Hill?
Yeah.
He was like a tradie on his like teenager's BMX bike and he didn't have a helmet, so he was wearing his hard hat.
Oh,
he was
perfect.
In his 60s.
That still works, doesn't it?
Well, you can't strap it on.
I used to wear an ice cream container.
Did. Yep. Of course you did.
Turned out perfectly fine.
Didn't hit your head once, did you?
This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not-so-important issues.
Now, this has been going on for years, but seriously, what is it with everybody and social media at the moment? Like, just do they call it their handles? They're saying whatever they talk about each other at the top of their social media, if it's Facebook, if it's Instagram. If you look at it, you know, some people have food critic there. They're not a food critic. They're just too tight to pay for their food. So they say they're a food critic or they're an ambassador. No, they hand out stickers. They're not an ambassador. You work for the company. An influencer, somebody who sits there and actually pays for so many, so many likes.
Annoys me.
They buy their people from overseas and they say, oh, look at me. I've got 300, 400, 1,000 friends on Facebook or Instagram, but I've brought 399,998 of them.
They get 2 likes a photo,
and
yes.
There's other people. I'm a reality star. Back in 2004. The handle and their summary is such a joke. You look at Bridge, yours is all right. You got mother of 3 furry kids engaged to a spunk rat.
All true.
And let's keep this real.
Yes.
Rod, you've got your one, the father, the radio, Juno, the golf tragic, which is pretty right.
Well, yeah, the truth in advertising.
Yep, and Benny, you've got breakfast radio anchor, which is pretty right as well. So you guys...
Hang on. Spider Everett on Instagram. Former AFL player, father of 4, breakfast radio host, Gold FM, Travel TV 7-2 Saturdays, 2 p.m. Ambassador,
Ambassador.
Hey, and don't forget, look under his name, Peter Spider Everett. What does it still say?
Oh, it says athlete.
Okay.
Come on.
You're missing the point.
Excuse
here.
Me, you've taken photos with your son all morning with Suns players and stuff to put on Instagram straight away?
You're missing the point. Okay?
What's the point?
The point is, you've got to keep this real because we have a person in here, and this happens all the time. This is what annoys me most. There's a person here that wore a special flamingo shirt the other day.
Oh, no, don't.
And he wore it everywhere, and he got photos in every little bit of department, and he wore it, and he posed, and he made sure everybody made a big fuss about this flamingo shirt all Friday.
Okay.
Posted it everywhere on Instagram and Facebook and social media.
Oh, there was an entire photo shoot for Instagram.
I had to take the photos,
And then, guess this, get this, Rod, when he walked downstairs and walked out, and I watched him, walked into public, what did he do?
Took the shirt off.
Exactly. Exactly. So those people is my spray. Those people that are actually living this fake life behind closed doors because they, when they walk into public, they don't want an absolute bar.
Come on,
it.
He's fit though. He's got more of a chance to have athlete underneath his name than you do.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Kids in America have been running wild, haven't they? The One Nation kids. They're going nuts over there, getting into all sorts of trouble.
Wow, yes, they certainly are. And the head of One Nation, Firebrand or Firecrotch, whatever you want to call her, Pauline Hanson. Look, this is very complicated. It involves the media and Al Jazeera and secret tapes. The best person to explain this all, Rod McLeod.
What's going on?
This is just a...
It all started... with an Al Jazeera expose on the NRA and massacres, how you can buy guns. So what's happened is the couple of One Nation officials went over to the United States and talked with NRA officials about possible funding to fund their political campaigns here in Australia. So we would, the premise being encouraging Australia to relax our gun laws that were introduced after Port Arthur. Pauline Hanson yesterday jumped in to say, she was caught on camera to say that the Port Arthur massacre may have been a government conspiracy theory. And she espoused this from a book that she read.
I can't, it was a blue, book.
Now this
it was
book,
a blue book. It wasn't real thick, a blue.
Well, I presume it's
blue,
this one.
A pale blue.
This,
interesting to hear her say that it wasn't too thick.
Either has spot the dog isn't too thick either.
It might have been a light blue book as well. Now, Pauline Hanson and One Nation have gone into damage control saying the easiest thing to do in the world is to blame the media, blame the messenger. It was all taken out of context, even though it was there recorded.
Well, a lot of this stuff was said.
A lot of it was said. Now, this is this is verbatim. This is taped. This is secret recordings. And even the two buffheads who did it, they're even saying, yeah, we were on the source, you know, we shouldn't have said it.
There's no... I love it how they're on the source drinking, talking gun laws.
But this is the thing. They say, oh, no, we were edited. Now have a listen to some of this. You need a really close listen. This is them being secretly filmed, trying to do deals with the NRA on the source.
What sort of number are you guys thinking?
I'm thinking 10. No, I was thinking 20.
10, 20.
10, 20. And they're talking millions of dollars here. Yeah, nah, 10, 20 million.
Really?
Yeah, that's easy. And now have a close listen to this bit.
We have a balance of power. Does that mean we have the testicle of the government in our hand at every given stage?
He's basically saying if you've got man tonsils and beer, you can do anything. I mean, how Aussie is that?
Yeah.
Man tonsils and beer, absolutely everything. Now, words weren't put in their mouth. They are behaving like Jessica and Innes and Sam from Married at First Sight. I'm not a villain. This is the way I was edited. I'm not a villain at all, no. Even ScoMo, our PM, he's weighed in.
Being drunk is no excuse for trading away Australia's gun laws.
Correct.
No, exactly right. Oh. I mean, seriously, trading gun laws and you know, you're dealing with the NRA, you're not that bright to begin with, but it's perfect for the new VB commercial. What do you reckon about this, right?
Yeah.
The VB commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Here we go. Yes. Oh.
Beautiful.
A hard-earned thirst needs a good hard deal, and the best hard deal is guns. That's what we need. We need some guns. Now, this is very interesting because the whole time I was watching Pauline trying to backtrack and just doing a very bad job in the press conference, taking no accountability.
Yeah.
That's all Aussies want. Just own up to something.
Exactly right.
Now, she has been away because she's been sick. She had an allergic reaction and she was bitten by a tick on her face. Now, this tick burrowed in and then think it went, oh, it's pulling hands, so I'm out of here, but burrowed out. But see, the tick bite, wouldn't you blame that? Wouldn't you go, oh, I've made a really bad decision and I can't support the party members because, you know, I was full of poison exploding in my brain. I mean, that's a fairly legitimate excuse.
Of course.
More than VB and more than being on the source. The interesting part of this, as I was watching the press conference yesterday, all I could look at was the tick bite. All I could look at, I was going cross-eyed looking at...
It did stand out.
It stood out all right, just like this bit from Cheech and Chong.
What you looking at, man? Oh, no, nothing. I wasn't looking at his neck, man.
It's true. Like the Austin Powers?
Mole. Don't say mole.
Molly.
I said mole.
So I needed Rob McLeod to explain the whole situation. I was just cross-eyed on this tick bite.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
And hopefully the weather holds out for the Aussies. That's on this weekend. Spider, 24 hours later, how is he coping being a single parent with his wife Cherie away for 3 weeks? We'll get an update after the news.
Ridiculous, isn't
but
it?
Massive day yesterday, huge in the sporting calendar. We know that we love all of our codes here on the Gold Coast. But yesterday, don't worry about Cathy Freeman in the 2000 Olympics.
Cathy lifting, goes up to Graham, takes the lead, looks a winner, draws away from Graham and Mary. This is a famous victory, a magnificent performance.
Oh, what a moment. Yeah, it was a moment, but that was 19 years ago. Or even what about Kieran Perkins, lane 8, one of the best.
Best of the best. Right. You are a superstar, Kieran Perkins. Save of the moment, Australia.
Yeah, it was magnificent. But yesterday, it was awesome. It was unbelievable. We had the Senior Olympics right here on the Gold Coast.
Oh, it was so good.
Yep.
No, it was. It was so cute. It was awesome.
The 8th time they've ran this Olympics. There was 4 teams. There was the red, the green, the yellow and the blue.
The green won. Well done. I feel like it's a knockout.
Yeah.
Green. Well done, green.
Spoiler alert from Bridge.
I know.
Sorry.
But you know what? Some of the activities were unbelievable. They were playing javelin at one of the retirement villages that hosted it in Southport.
Yes.
They had javelin with the water noodle.
That was a great idea.
and discus with a diving ring.
Yeah, they called it slip the discus, but that's okay.
But they did, the Southport Home Care Heroes, they won the gold. They did a shoey with warm milk, and this is one of, this is one of their competitors.
I'm 84 years of age, and I still get a thrill out of it because you're competing, and we all love to compete. I call this the Twilight Olympics.
Yeah, it was the Twilight, but there is a problem.
What?
After the Commonwealth Games, we have 7 Cameroons missing.
Oh, no.
There's 3 Adelaide gone missing.
No, they haven't.
They have.
Don't.
No. Doris, Yvonne and Fran. No one can find them. No, they're serious. They're last seen with discount vouchers heading towards the Helensvale Bowls Club. No. For the bingo night. No. 1 on a scooter, 2 on walking frames. They're wearing a cardigan. They have their medication on board and a crochet blanket over their knees. So if anybody sees them,
spin them around and send them back.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5. Just the two of us.
Spider and son.
Just Mr. Mum.
Yeah, and... I'm a little bit confused.
You are doing what people do every day. And you know what? I know that Cherie hasn't left Boston in your care, but, you know, Boston came in earlier this morning.
Yeah.
And the first thing I did is just check for a pulse. It's a good start.
Yeah.
You're doing well, brother.
Look, I know Cherie hasn't left, and it sounds really weird to a lot of people, that Cherie hasn't trusted me by putting our son in my care for the last 12 years.
And why is that?
I don't know.
I think because your priors. Can we talk about your little girl, Caitlin, being a toddler with a balloon on her so you could find her at the pub? So, that's too true.
I know, but it sounds wrong. But anyway, we're here. We've made it. Day one.
Well.
Okay, so you've made it. All right, let's go through. How about the... Yeah, do you want to talk about the lunch or anything like that?
No. You, what are you trying to stitch me up with something, aren't you?
Cherie, hello.
Good morning.
The lovely, beautiful wife of Spider, the mother of Boston. This is very brave of you, move.
I did everything right, except I forgot one thing, and that was the fresh bread.
A major lapse in my judgment to even think that this was going to work.
So I had to give Boston a lunch order because I didn't have any fresh bread. That's the only thing I've mucked up in. Outside of that, everything else is good.
But hang on a minute. But I did see on the bank statement this morning that you managed to stop at BWS, though.
No, not at all.
Hang on a minute.
There is actually a Woolworths right next to that BWS that you could have got the fresh bread from.
Okay, that's interesting. And also, breakfast.
And I hadn't even taken off last night. And he was already rearranged. I've got the whole 4 days planned over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Boston's getting to school, home from school, all the stuff's all planned. And he's already railroading and changing this. No, he's going to this person's house. No, he's not going to this person's house. No, we're changing this.
Hang on a minute. Sherry, do you want to know what healthy, beautiful breakfast Boston had this morning?
I already know. The child knows to check in with his mother. Let's just put it that way.
What do you mean?
Peter, what did Boston... I had nice porridge, I had blueberries, he had a fruit cup, had that all ready at home in the fridge. All you had to do was grab it and take it to radio with you. But instead, no, you got him a dirty, greasy bacon and egg roll. And hot chocolate on top of that.
That's right, okay. So he'll be peaking at school. Mm. School's an interesting one.
Oh, my Lord. Interesting is not the word. Seriously, it's 24 hours. It's not even 24 hours in.
Hey, Sheree.
So imagine what it's like by Monday.
I know. And so school drop-off is what time?
8:10.
Okay. So that's really interesting. So 8:10 school drop-off. Hang on a minute. Let's just check what time is it now. It's 8:40. Did Boston get to school all right? Let's just see here,
Bridget.
With Boston. Are you at school, Boston?
No.
And he's still here.
Oh, good morning, my little darling.
No, we don't finish till 9:00. I can't get him to school.
You are hopeless. Like, you are officially hopeless.
There we are. So he's still at school. No. He's had bacon and eggs. Mm. First 24 hours of doing well. Boston, you're going to be so late for school. You know that.
Yeah.
But hang on. Yeah. How many text messages have you got, Boston, from Mum?
40?
I've got 24. I got 24 text messages and 8 missed calls. Now, is that that's overkill, I would have thought.
No, it's not. No. That is what's for being prepared and trying to alleviate the dramas before they happen.
That's called being a pest.
No. That's called you being irresponsible and untrustworthy and seriously, it would have been better if I'd left Boston with his 17-year-old sister. I think I would have come out with better outcome.
Okay, thank you, Sheree.
And thank you, Boston. You're having fun, aren't you, with Dad, aren't you?
Yeah.
He's not convincing.
There we are. Speaking of that, though, we'd like to know, because that's a lot of texts.
That's ridiculous. That would have been 50, 60 texts between two of us in 24 hours. Okay. Now, that is... That's like Peter Horn pest material.
All right, let's hear from the Gold FM family on 13:27:10. Does your partner abuse you with textual harassment?
Too many texts.
Textual harassment.
Well, it could be a friend of yours. Do they just text?
Oh, I get the ones, hi, stranger.
Yeah.
Only because I don't text at all.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.